Greetings, radio friends. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall. I'm giving you another welcome to the broadcast of the Word of God as we continue the study of the second epistle written to Timothy by the beloved Apostle Paul. We read verses 16 and 17 in the third chapter for our meditation today. We have noted and noted very carefully how that the beloved Apostle Paul has certainly sought to guide his son Timothy in regard to the dangers and also the deliverance from those dangers. He has reminded him also of the things that he had learned and had been assured of. He has been reminded of the knowledge of the Scripture from a child, and also the power of those Scriptures to render him wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. Now in verse 16 and 17, 16 particularly, but we read both the verses, there comes a definite conclusion of the whole subject. It is as plain and simple as it is momentous, and it conveys what God would have us definitely to know. Listen to the words, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All Scripture, meaning every Scripture, is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, meaning complete, truly furnished unto all good works. Now here are the words that summarize what is preceded in this chapter in the way of guidance for the young Timothy of that day long ago. And this is also the summary of divine guidance for you and for me today. We have been seeking to emphasize the importance as well as the supremacy of the Word of God, the Bible, in our hearts and in our lives. Now these concluding verses certainly bring before us the complete summary of what the Bible means. Now note the sweeping claim in the opening words of verse 16. Every Scripture, and I quote from the original text, which implies every Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now let us pause for just a few moments and consider carefully the meaning of this phrase. Every Scripture is given by inspiration of God. May I remind you that this book, the Bible, is different from any other book. It is divinely inspired. The breath of God, which is the meaning of inspiration, the breath of God is upon it. God's breath is seen and known and felt when one comes in living contact with the Word of the living God. The breath of God. May I quote what Peter wrote in his second epistle, chapter 2. Holy men of old wrote as they were moved or borne along by the Holy Ghost. Now, beloved, let me give you just this brief word on the inspiration of the Scriptures. For I verily believe, not in one, but in all Scripture, that all has been given by divine inspiration. And may I say to you, the meaning of inspiration implies that plenary inspiration of the Word of God, that God gave the words from the beginning to the end for these holy men to write as they were borne along by the Spirit of God in His power. I am a firm believer in the inspiration of this blessed book being divinely inspired. Now may I make clear qualification. I do not believe that one should accept a partial theory of inspiration. For there are some who claim parts of this book is inspired. That is absolutely contrary to the statement that we have read. Paul writes, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. By that he means, from the book of Genesis, going right through to the book of Revelation, to the end. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Then may I also suggest, there are men today, and I would point it out, and warn you about it, though you may know, there are men who call this book no different than any other book, a natural book. And they have what we could call a natural theory of inspiration, claiming that it is only the writings of men. Now, beloved, I know that men wrote. But according to the claims of this book, they wrote borne along, they were moved by the Holy Spirit. He was the divine writer, thus causing these men to write. And then may I remind you that Peter says in his first epistle, chapter 1, many of those old prophets long ago, when they wrote, they did not understand the things they were writing on, but were confident that God was giving them the words for some who would live later. And beloved, may I state that the word of God is divinely inspired from cover to cover, so that you and I can recognize the statement before us, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And may I warn you not to accept a partial theory of inspiration. For this reason, any partial theory of inspiration will leave for man himself to decide which part is inspired. And God has not left it for men to declare which part of the Word of God is inspired. Some would accept one part and deny another, and in many variations. God says every word is given by divine inspiration. Now may I go even further. When we speak of the verbal and plenary inspiration of the Scriptures, may I state, as they were written in their original form, the very words were given. Some would try to tell us men put down their thoughts. Well, perhaps they did in some degree, but it is certain from a reading of the Scriptures from beginning to the end, God did not merely give to these men thoughts. He gave them the words. Jeremiah said, for my way of example, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And the prophets kept saying, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. And they quoted the word that God had given to them. Even the Lord Jesus declared that he spoke the words that his Father gave him to utter. And I want to stand firmly upon the divine inspiration of the Scriptures in their original writings, as they were given by God the Holy Spirit to holy men of old, those words were divinely inspired. Oh, beloved, I beg, I plead, in these days of great denial, agnosticism, atheism, and the denial of things that are spiritual and eternal, and of concerning the things of God and the truth of God, I beg of you, I hope you'll be like the old colored preacher said. He believed the book was the word of God from generations right through revolutions. And I admire his spunk. And the statement of fact that he believed it from beginning to the end to be the word of God. And may I say, my beloved friend, you can take everything that is written in this book as being written by God himself. Now, I want to make a qualification so that you won't get mistaken now. For you not only find the truth of God in this book, but you'll find God writing about the lies of men and about also the lies of Satan. And what he writes about Satan and his lies, about men and their lies, it doesn't mean to say that God's approving lying, but he is stating in this wonderful book of divine inspiration, Satan lies, men lie, men cheat, men sin, and name what you will. The whole record is divinely inspired, whether it concerns the righteousness of God, the righteousness of men, or the unrighteousness of men, and the unrighteous deeds of mankind, and the lies of Satan, and the work of Satan. My beloved friend, when you read that God writes that Satan is a liar and a murderer, you better believe him. And when you read that God says it is impossible for God to lie, you better believe that too. And whatever you find recorded, you can indeed depend upon it from this statement of truth. All or every scripture is given by inspiration of God. When you read about heaven, God writes it. When you read about hell, God writes it. when you read about the facts of life and of sin and of many subjects, multiple subjects that are found in this precious book, you better believe this is the divine writings of the Holy God that has given these writings by divine inspiration. Oh, beloved, what a book. What a book. And then you note what follows. He says it's profitable. Profitable. May I say again, I do not apologize for spending this much time on saying it. This Bible is the most wonderful book in the universe. And it's the most wonderful book in the world. Back to the Bible needs to be the slogan for mankind today. Would to God that we would get back to this book. For the Word of God is the guide for us in the darkness of today. The Word of God is the compass for the mariner that crosses the seas that are so rough today upon the sea of time and life. And this Word of God is profitable. And I dare you to find me a book that is more profitable or even as profitable as the Word of the Living God, the Bible. Now, beloved, I'm bringing you face to face with the declared fact of God's living truth. And I'm challenging you to prove that this book is the most profitable book in the universe and can be the most profitable book for you in your life. If you'll turn to its pages and read its words and find its message and claim its Savior that it reveals from the beginning to the end. You may have a lot of books in your library. Sir Walter Scott, the great Scottish historian and writer, prolific in his writing and in his prose and poetry, he lay dying. And as he lay dying, he said to his relatives, "Bring me the book. Bring me the book." They looked at him in amazement and said, one said, "What book?" For he had hundreds of books around him in his library. He raised his head and said, "There's only one book. Bring me the Bible." My beloved friend, I put a plea in for the Word of God tonight. And I plead that the Holy Spirit will make you as well as me realize the importance of the Word of God and its profit, as we shall see in the succeeding message. May God help us get back to the Bible. Shall we pray? Blessed Father, this is thy book, the Word of the Living God. May the Holy Spirit bring its message and its power to bring to the hearts of mankind their need of this wonderful book in Jesus' name. Amen.